Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great show coming up for you this half hour. The group that we have that's joining us today is a group that has been making history for quite some time. We have joining us Brother Marquise and Fresh Kid Ice. They're the guys of Two Live Crew. Now, if the name sounds familiar, of course, you know they were really at the top of the charts for a very long time. Also, at the center of a lot of controversy because of their lyrics and also some of their stage antics. Well, the guys are here to talk to us not only about their place in history, they now are a part of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, but also they have a brand new album out now, Just Want to Be Heard. We're going to talk to them about that. And actually, you're going to get a chance to listen to new music here on our program, our radio edit, of course, for our friends on the radio side of our program. But I think this is going to be a great conversation to talk about not only their place in history, but what they've been able to do really, I think, to raise awareness and also to push the envelope a little bit as they've gone throughout their career. One of the singles that has gotten a lot of buzz, I think, so far from the album is the single featuring E-40. That single is Boom. Here it is. We'll be back with our conversation with Two Live Crew. Make sure you stay with us.
Goon in the dump. Yeah, and I know you vibing me. I'm tuned in to your frequency. Now hit the button on the equalizer. Lil' mama, turn me on and let me equalize you. I had a hat jumping round in the back. Hitting real hard, yeah, straight like that. Cut my boom off and hear my dual exhaust. She like candy paint, so wet and so soft. Hitting so hard, it might set off my alarm. Your body so fine, cause your booty's bomb. It's like,
girl, I like it when your hips go boom. I like it when you shake it, make it do what it do. Use the hands of mama from around my way. I like it when you shake it each and every day. I say, girl, I like it when your hips go boom. I like it when you shake it, make it do what it do. Use the hands of mama, and I like it when you shake it. I like it when you turn around, break it down and make it go boom.
Up with steroids. With my camera phone, I need to take me a Polaroid. Booty cheeks bouncing left and right to the beat. Girl, you ain't playing, you got a bath to see. You a bad girl, you need to be spanked with a paddle. Big boss talk, let this mackin' unravel. I can manage you and put you on a whole nother page. Get us both paid, put you up on the stage. Shake what your mama gave, wake up the club. Booty kinda sorta remind me of Lola Love. It's in there, thicker than the Three Musketeers. Every time you walk in the building, they all stare.
Girl, I like it when your hips go boom. I like it when you shake it, make it do what it do. Use the band of mama from around my way. I like it when you shake it each and every day. I say, girl, I like it when your hips go boom. I like it when you shake it, make it do what it do. Use the band of mama, and I like it when you shake it. I like it when you turn around, break it down and make it go.
The way she walked, the way she talked. 40-inch hips hailing from the north. She's a
That was Boom by Two Live Crew here on Conversations Live on the radio side through 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We now are joined by Brother Marquise and Fresh Kid Ice. Guys, welcome to Conversations Live. Fellas, can you hear us okay? Okay, we seem to be having a slight connection problem with the guys. What we're going to do is keep trying to get that fixed. Also joining us in the conversation today, we have Mr. Mean Mug. He's not only a lover of music, but an author as well, the author of the book Tattoo Tears. Mean Mug, I know you've been a fan of the guys for quite some time. We're trying to get their connection fixed there. When did you first discover Two Live Crew for yourself?
Oh, man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, see, man, I think I remember Two Live Crew, man. I was like 5 years old, man, I think. And I was on the bus going to school. Well, coming from school, and I love to talk and I love to steal a show or whatever. So I was on the bus and I had the whole bus. I'm doing a whole concert and I'm just singing one of their songs. I'm talking about verbatim. It was, "Hey, we want some P-U-S-S-Y." And I'm
okay.
Just going crazy with it. I sound just like him. And, well, the bus stop and everything, and then my T-Zone, that's my mother. I got a whoop with my clothes off. That's all I got to say. Two Live Crew got me a whoop with my clothes off, and I ain't get to ride the bus no more.
Well, you know, I think it's one thing about their music, and we're going to be hearing another single here, Sexy Girls, from the new project, I Just Want to Be Heard. But I think one of the things, I, of course, came to hip-hop a little late. Most of my regular listeners know that. I didn't actually start listening to till the early 2000s, maybe even mid-2000s. So I think I missed a lot of, you know, the controversy other than just hearing about it. Do you think, Mean Mug, that the guys were kind of ahead of their time in the sense that there weren't people doing what they were doing at that time? Like you, I mean, today it's more commonplace, but at that time it really wasn't a lot of people doing what they were doing.
Exactly. It was a big thing what they was doing. They was using their freedom of speech, and you know, me just being a kid that I was, I always like looking at the videos and all that type of thing. And I think I snuck in my uncle room. 1985, man. And when I was saying that on the bus, the bus driver stopped the bus and went to our house to get my mother, and she couldn't believe that I was saying the things that I was saying. But today, I see little kids every day just going crazy. Actually, I seen a little girl, she can't even talk, but she was singing a Drake song.
Okay.
And she sung it verbatim. The cuss words and everything. And I was like, you know, that's common today.
Right.
She can't even talk, but she can sing the Drake song thoroughly.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, it's just the age difference and how things are evolving around the world today.
Mug, I want you to hold on a second. My producers tell me, I think we have the guys back with us. Fresh Kid Ice, Brother Marquise, can you hear us okay? Hello, fellas, can you hear us? Okay, yeah, they're still having a technical problem there. Meanwhile, what I'm going to do, I want you to hold on. I'm going to have my producer go ahead and cue up another single from the project, Sexy Girls, and we're going to be back with you here in just a moment, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, again, you're listening to us here at 92.3 FM and also through our friends at blogtalkradio.com. Here is Sexy Girls from Two Live Crew from the new project, Just Want to Be Heard. Stay with us.
You see them in the club, sexy girls, booty dropping like. For them dubs, they be popping like. Man, I love when they throw it like.
Lock it to the flow.
You see them in the club, sexy girls, booty dropping like.
That was Sexy Girls by Two Live Crew here on Conversations Live from the new project Just Want to Be Heard. We are working out the technical issue with the guys, but also we have joining us, we have Mr. Mean Mug, who's been a fan of theirs ever since they got him a really bad whooping. He was telling us about when he was growing up. You know, I'm curious, Mean Mug, you've heard the two of the selections now from the new project, Just Want to Be Heard. The guys are currently on tour. What are your thoughts on the sound now of the guys of Two Live Crew?
You know, it sounded like the Bay Area. I was hearing, I'm thinking it was E-40, but it got that little bounce and that swing. They got a little dance thing that they do in the Bay. And you know, it's just, you know, evolving from what it used to be to what's going on now. So I just call that, you know, elevating and you know, just, you know, getting your craft up to par.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's right. Boom, the first single that we heard was actually featuring E-40. You're right about that. And, you know, one thing, too, that's come up, actually recently was broke in the news, is that the recording artist Fresh Montana actually has a new single called Pop That, that people are calling the summer anthem of the year. And, of course, it features a song by Two Live Crew, that's called Pop That. We can't say the rest of it, but it's based on their song. Do you think that the influence, Mug, that the guys have had so far on other artists is being seen today? Just like this, you know, Fresh Montana, whose course was coming up after the guys, you know, is sampling their music. Do you think they kind of set a new standard for how far people do push the envelope?
Oh yeah, for sure. They are for sure the trendsetters of letting it be known that I can say whatever I want to say, and really can't nobody do nothing about it. So, you know, anybody that come after them to try to say whatever they want to say, it come from them, no matter what. So, hands down, they really are the ones who really got everybody just being freely a speech around here, you know what I'm saying? And they putting right. it in music, and they selling it, and that's what sell, you know. That's just the bottom line to it. If you're a businessman in that genre, then you're going to try to sell your music. So,
right.
I mean, hey, it's all good at the end of the day because right. the money was made.
Exactly. You know, I think, too, one thing I was thinking about, Mug, is that you have people like Madonna for women was seen as like the person who kind of liberated individuals. Do you see Two Live Crew as far as, you know, how, I mean, they really were not only aggressive in their style, but very direct, I think, in their style as well. Do you think that kind of gave the guys something? Because you mentioned, of course, your infamous bus scenario that happened, mm-hmm. so it had you saying it. Do you feel as though they kind of gave the guys the courage to say what they wanted to say, too?
Yeah. They helped a long way. You know, back in the day, you used to have to do so much courting and so much trying to get a girl to do this and get a girl to do that. But Two Live Crew showed us we can be straight up blunt with it, and it's how they like it. You know what I'm saying? And that just gave us our start and our jump to go ahead and get out there like that and to say what we want to say and not hide like the women do, how they do their things.
Right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're having some technical issues with the guys. We were supposed to be joined by Fresh Kid Ice and also Brother Marquise, the guys of Two Live Crew. We have, however, been enjoying new music from their new album, Just Want to Be Heard. The first single we heard was Boom, featuring E-40 here on the program, and then you just heard the song Sexy Girls, who is also from the new project. I should mention, too, and the guys are going to be talking about this, the guys are on tour right now. You can go to their website to find out more information about the tour. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can find them on Twitter at the 2 Live Crew, and it's at the number 2 Live Crew is where you can find them, and just 2 Live Crew is where you can look for them on their Facebook page. Mug Man, I appreciate you joining us. You know, one of the things about live radio, sometimes you have those technical issues. I can hear bits of them. It doesn't seem like they can hear us, so we'll definitely be inviting you back, man, when we're able to get the guys back on.
Oh, man, it's nothing, man. You don't even have to thank me for that, man. Anything for C, man.
So, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. For our listeners, thank you all for joining us again. The new album is called Just Want to Be Heard. Make sure you do pick that up. Again, the group is Two Live Crew. You have Brother Marquise and Fresh Kid Ice of the guys. We want to thank them for wanting to be with us. We're going to work on that to get you guys rescheduled so we can have you all joining the conversation a little bit. But again, you heard from Mean Mug here talking about how the music has influenced him, and I know influenced a lot of other people as well. We're going to turn it over to the radio side of our program for our online listeners. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.